Born in the grip of oppression, I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open,
my door's always open
to dreamers and friends.
Dreamers and friends.
Oh, when I'm attacked,
oh, oh, oh,
I protect and defend, because my name is America.
Welcome, this is Karen Schoen, and you are listening to The Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance. I can't say enough about the Alliance. It is truly a wonderful organization. We are working so hard to get good legislation passed in Florida. Please take a look at some of the things that we have passed, and if they are applicable in your state, feel free to copy whatever you see. But most important, copy the micro school and get your kids out of those public indoctrination clinics masquerading as public schools, where they will learn nothing except how to hate you, hate the family, hate God, and hate their country, and hate themselves, which is even sadder. That's a real sad one. We have a wonderful show packed full of a lot of things that have been going on this week, and a lot of things that I think need to be brought to our attention. But Prime is something that has been happening that I'm seeing throughout almost every industry in America. And it seems as though the things we are creating are failing, the things that we are building are failing, the policies that have been put in place are failing. And when we go back and we say, where is all of this failure coming from? I have to say it's coming from the public schools. And I believe that our country is being run by affirmative action graduates. And when that happens, it becomes mediocrity that is what is the norm, instead of searching and seeking for American excellence. Well, I have a very special guest that I have known for quite some time, and this is C.S. Bennett. He is a true patriot, comes from Philadelphia, so we have a lot of questions that we can ask him. And one of the things that I wanted to ask him is, since he has been in so many industries, he was in the United States Navy. He served on a nuclear-powered super aircraft carrier. He was a retired member of the American Legion. And he has degrees in social studies, criminal justice, political science, and public administration, which means he knows a lot about what's going on. And that's why I asked him to join me today. C.S., thank you so much for joining me today. Really appreciate it. And thank you for your service and all the wonderful things that you have done.
Thank you for having me on your show.
It is always a pleasure. I really have been advocating that our country is being run by affirmative action graduates. And that, most people may not understand what that means, but I think affirmative action, instead of doing the good things that it was intended to do, is now being used for detrimental things. So I wanted to talk to you, since you've been in so many different industries, as to what is your take? What do you think the affirmative action program had? What was the effect that it had on us?
As you stated in your intro, it was pretty favorable in the beginning. It served a purpose, affirmative action. But over the years, it's become detrimental to a lot of people and anyone that's not of color. It's preferential treatment of one race, and the others get left out. There's many of your dog there. There's plenty of qualified, non Black people who don't get the job because the employer has to meet a quota. And it wasn't really meant to be that way. It was supposed to kind of like get the Black community, you know, give them a foot up in the job market and in other areas like education and whatever endeavors that they feel that they are lacking as a race in because of their skin color. So, but you say pretty much, and you're right about it, our kids are being educated by those who bought into affirmative action when they were coming through the school system. And the reason why I say that is because the mindset that the Blacks have on the left is that it's a sense of entitlement. And whether you're qualified or not, say, for instance, your teacher will pass you just because they feel that, you know, you are a victim and have been a victim of this racist country called the United States. So whether you're doing good in school, getting good grades or not, or whether you earned those grades, they're going to give you a leg up just to, you know, get you that degree. And so what you have is a lot of people with degrees that aren't really educated. They've pretty much been just passed through the system and given preferential treatment. And the tests and things like that, a lot of the answers are given before the test, a day or two before. So they have a higher chance of passing. It's just so much going on that it's like a rigged system. And those who really qualify, they get turned away. So I see the impact.
When I was teaching, I remember with affirmative action, it wasn't that we were supposed to lower the standards for anybody. It was just that it was supposed to be, if everybody was equal, you were going to pick X number of whites, X number of blacks, and to fit the demographics of the area. But what they have done is, instead of elevating the minorities, to me, they pushed everybody down by lowering the standards. Am I correct on that?
Oh yeah, that's usually the result of anything that the left does, and those on the right who support this, when they try to cater to this sense of entitlement. You know, what they say, the means, you know, the ends justify the means. So if you have, like I said, students that aren't really academically prepared for a certain curriculum, then it doesn't matter. You know, they're going to get the help they need to get through it, even if it means cheating, so they can get that degree and get out there. So what you end up with, people who supposed to be professionals, but there's a level of mediocrity with their skill set. And that's because of the fact that they really didn't earn their degree in a traditional way. You know, they were, like I said, they were assisted.
That must also do a lot to their head when they get to a class and then they're not really equipped to handle that job because they never were taught the skill set. So that's detrimental to everyone all around. And I am glad that the Supreme Court said no more, but that doesn't mean that it's not being done. And that's the sad part. Now, you came from Philadelphia. And Philadelphia notoriously was African-American, was Black, minorities, but run by the Democrats. Why did they keep on voting for the Democrats when they knew that they were not helping?
Well, it goes way, way back to actually the Great Depression, where President Hoover During the Depression, as you know, Americans suffered. A lot of people lost their investments and their fortunes, and jobs were scarce. And President Hoover didn't do anything about it because he was of the mindset that, when it comes to charity and helping people, you should leave that to the private sector. Well, the private sector didn't really step up to the plate. And by the time Hoover decided to act, it was too late. The damage was done. And he was a Republican. And that ushered in FDR. And of course, we know FDR with his New Deal and all that, and his claim to, and those who were FDR supporters, that he brought us out of the Depression. All that is a lie. What brought us out of Depression was the end of World War II. Well, basically the war effort, that brought us out. But anyway, then came Truman with the Square Deal. And then, later on, we got LBJ and the Great Society. And that really, really made blacks lazy. And that's because of the fact that there were so many entitlements. And also, there were aspects of the Great Society that made it more sensible for black women to live without a male. And that kind of broke the family up. And
Wasn't
so
that part
it
of
just.
the welfare system that in order to get the welfare money, you had to be a single parent?
That's right. And that's
That
that
was
Great
really
Society.
destructive.
Very destructive. So, you had, not only that, they were encouraged to stay on because the more kids you had, the more money you got. But really, what really threw blacks into the Democrat side of things is the fact that Barry, Goldwater, just happened to inquire about the civil rights bill that was up for vote. And he wanted to find out really, did we really need another a bill, to protect people's civil rights? So he wrote to his good friend, who was a judge at the time, named Robert Bork. And he asked Bork what his views were on it. And Bork said, there's really no need. So, of course, Goldwater voted against the Civil Rights Bill. Unfortunately, it appeared that he was siding with the 17 Dixiecrats that voted against it, and he was forever associated with that. And a lot of blacks left the party, and Martin Luther King had something to do with that too, because he said, "Well, how can I go out here and tell my people to support the Republicans, and you have a senator that's out there with the racist Southern Dixiecrats voting against the civil rights bill?" He said, "I can't do that." So that did harm. And then a couple of years later, who was running for president on the Republican side? Barry Goldwater. So blacks, like I said, they went to, in droves, migrated over to the Democrats. For one thing, it seemed like the Democrats were very caring. They was giving out all these entitlement programs. But and then they started to control the message, because once you can control the message, you can control the masses. So they went on this big propaganda thing where they labeled the Republicans the racists and the slave owners and stuff, and the people bought into it because our leaders on our side didn't step up to the plate to defend our party's history. And it just goes to show that the left is really good at messaging, and our people, I don't know what it is, they don't seem to want to fight. And I guess that's why a lot of our conservatives, the true patriot conservatives, love Donald Trump, because he's a fighter. he's a scrapper, and that's what we've been missing all these years. And I think it was just a breath of fresh air to have somebody that can stand up to these folks and expose who they really are.
Now, we're getting poll numbers of all kinds of demographics. Do you think that the Black community is getting the picture and is actually beginning to leave the Democrat Party? Or is that just hype and glitz and numbers?
Oh, no, no. I mean, if you go back to the days of Reagan, I mean, he might have had like about 8% of the Black vote. And I would say of recent reports, it's at 23%, the Black vote. And it's because of the efforts of other Blacks like myself who are getting the word out about the true history of the Democrat Party. You see, a lot of people in the Black community do not know or have never been made aware of the historical bond between the Republican Party and the Black community. They've been fed a bunch of BS, and they believed it, you know. And unfortunately, there are those who were born in the 40s and the 50s who knew all along that Blacks used to be Republicans. That was the party of Lincoln. But today, even Lincoln, to some Blacks, they think he was a Democrat. I had a niece. I had to explain to her that Lincoln was not a Democrat. And she argued with me. I said, well, look it up. So, you know, we have tried to go out and let people know in the Black community that, hey, the very party that you were taught to hate and call racist and believe that they were bigots and stuff, that's the party that liberated your ancestors, because the Republican Party came into existence for the sole purpose of abolishing slavery.
It's like, oh, most, what? Yeah, most Blacks have no idea on that. Now, I know
where
that.
Where you get that from? Look into it.
Right. I know that you worked very hard in your county to get your county to flip from blue to red. Can you share that? Because that's really where it's at, is the local governments and how the folks are being misled, misdirected by their own people in their own communities. So what would you suggest that people do in order to be able to copy what you did?
First of all, what we did, we got into a position of authority within the party. In other words, I was a member of the Tea Party wing of the Republicans, and we slowly increased our membership in the REC in Putnam County until we outnumber the Rhinos. And when it came time for elections within the REC in our community, we won over. So I was made vice chairman, and basically the Tea Party wing took over. Now the establishment, they hated that we took over. Matter of fact, the outgoing chairman and vice chairman never even shook our hands or congratulated us or anything. You would have swore we stole something from them. Matter of fact, she didn't even speak to me for like about 4 or 5 months. And because all they ever did was host Lincoln dinners and hobnob with the party, you know, officials and dignitaries. And that was it. They never reached out to the minority community. They never sought to increase the registration. But we came in, the Tea Party, when we were activists. And we got things rolling. And one of the things we did was I came up with a palm card that basically gave you a lot of information on two sides of that palm card about the historical bond between the Republican Party and the Black community. And one of the things, like I said, I spoke of was why the Republican Party came into existence. Now, a lot of the abolitionists that formed the Republican Party, a lot of them were just in it to, you know, get rid of slavery. And that was it. A lot of them didn't want to go any further than that. But there was a group within the Republican Party, and they became known as the Radical Republicans because that's what they were called by the Democrats and some within their own establishment party. But the fact is, they didn't run away from that term no more than we ran away from being called deplorables. So they wore it with a badge of honor, the, you know, 1860s Republicans, Radical Republicans. And what made them different from the establishment is that they wanted to go beyond blacks just, you know, being free from slavery. They wanted blacks to have the right to vote. They wanted blacks to have the right to become citizens and own property. If you look really into the history of John Wilkes Booth, it wasn't because Lincoln ensured that slavery was abolished. He wanted to kill Lincoln because he gave blacks the right to vote. And how do we know this? It's because it was in some of the notes and letters that John Wilkes Booth left behind. So that was like the straw that broke the camel. Actually, he tried to assassinate Lincoln while he was riding his horse, but I can't remember why it failed. But the vote is a powerful thing here, and that's why I get upset when people don't vote. And when they do vote, they don't know what they're voting for. They're being told how to vote. And that's the way it is in the black community. I've seen with my own eyes, with especially elders in the black community, having younger liberals come over and telling them how to vote and stuff. And one got so uncomfortable because I was just standing there looking at him while I was there with my friend. He left. But, you know, they cheat. They do cheat. And
yeah, we got to be aware of that.
And then they lie.
Yeah.
They will tell you that if you ever say anything like Trump, that the elections were stolen in 2020, they will tell you, you know, you're a denier, you know, there's no proof. Where's the proof? There's plenty of truth.
Yep.
But there the courts would never look at it.
Right. That's they just listen to the media. They're not interested in really hearing the truth. They just regurgitate what they hear. Would you think it would be a good idea for, let's say, the Republican committees to go and have a sit down with the with the black leaders in the community, with the pastors, with any of the leaders that are part of the community, and start going over exactly what you're saying and make an introduction, I guess, to the Republican Party? Would you think that would be a good idea?
Well, let me first say from experience, ministers especially, and a lot of those leaders in the black community, they are the gatekeepers. Mm-hmm. They're not interested in you coming
gotcha.
In and getting these people. This is where they get their power from.
I got it.
You know, keeping these people in a certain state of mind, usually frenzy and emotional anger, because they have defined us so well that people on their side, when they even just hear Republican or Trump, they respond emotionally because that's how bad they made us sound. And like I said, I fought our leadership. The time for them to really educate the black community is this thing called Black History Month. Mm-hmm. If you notice, when do you ever hear a Republican leader come out and explain during the Black History Month that, hey, this is the party that liberated your ancestors from slavery, and that other party that you folks are in bed with now, that's the one who enslaved and kept your people in bondage? You never hear that.
No, you don't. You're absolutely right. You wrote some wonderful books. Where do people find you? How can they get a hold of your books? And where can they go and reach out for you?
Barnes and Nobles have a few of my books. Amazon had a lot of them, but I don't really deal with them anymore. The last book that I wrote that was political, it's been banned from like about 14 different online distributors because they reviewed it. For some reason, they started reviewing conservative books when Trump got into office back in 2016. And they decided that, hey, this thing has the blueprint on how to bring us down. So we can't allow this. So they won't distribute it. So the only way they can get this book, which is titled Truth versus the Democrat Party, is when I'm around to do a book signing.
Oh, wow. And Truth versus the Democrat Party. I can understand that. Well, C.S., I want to thank you so much. Your insight is always incredible, and it is always wonderful to talk to you. And thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Folks, if you would like to hear from C.S., where can they reach out for you?
I do have a Facebook page. And like I said, my books are on, I think, Barnes and Nobles and about 12 others. You know, I'm fortunate that I got some books in before Trump got in, so they couldn't take those off.
That's good news. That is good news. And folks, there is hope, but if we don't talk to our neighbors and our friends and the people in our community, they have been trained not to talk to us. If they even think we're a Republican, we're the devil. So the only way to get involved is to get involved, and you've got to humanize yourself and get them to know you as a person. And when that happens, then it'll be easier to talk to them. So thank you so much, CS. I really appreciate it. Folks, do not go away. This is Karen Schoen. You've been listening to the Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance. We will be right back.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Be a part of a revolutionary new healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interests of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Lifestyle changes are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created heart and vascular health to support cholesterol and blood pressure with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud for 25% off.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Everyone, and welcome back. This is Karen Schoen. You're listening to the Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the AmericaOutloud.news network. Go there, click on Prism of America's Education every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. in the morning and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and listen and then share the information. That's what's most important. We have to share. We're also brought to you by my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance, who has done an amazing, amazing job helping with legislation that will enhance our children and enable them to get a positive education. But more important is get your kids out of those indoctrination clinics. Join a micro school, become part of the future, and help our kids learn to read, write, and do math. It is so important. And we know that in school, they're not getting a good education at all. So much has happened this past week, and I wanted to share some of the things with you because they're not being reported in our lamestream media. And this is very, very scary because they affect our daily lives and will continue to affect us if we don't know what's going on. And that's something we must. One of the things that we were talking about with CS was the fact that the illegals are going to be coming here, I believe, in order to replace our lower and middle income people with even less and cheaper labor that the corporations will be able to lock on to. All we hear about is cheap labor, cheap labor, cheap labor. Well, cheap labor also goes along with tax subsidies, and nobody really talks about that. But let's take a look at both of those items. Cheap labor. That's really what immigration was supposed to be about, but not bringing masses of people here, because businesses really don't want to pay a decent wage. So then they can say, well, these are jobs Americans won't do. Well, if you paid the Americans the same way that you're paying the illegals, I'll bet you find many Americans that would want to do those jobs. And consumers want cheaper products. So, of course, they go and they look at China, where they have slave labor. And the government tell you over and over again, these are jobs Americans won't do. And they feel if they say that often enough, that we'll begin to believe it. But is it really cheap labor? I don't think so. I believe that cheap labor is a myth. It's a farce. It's a lie. And there's no such thing as cheap labor. So let's take a look at one of these migrants with a family and a wife, and let's see what they really get. He would qualify for Section 8 housing and subsidized rent at taxpayers' expense. He would qualify for food stamps at taxpayers' expense. He would qualify for free, no deductible, no pay health care at taxpayers' expense. His children will get free breakfast and free lunch at school at taxpayers' expense. He will require bilingual teachers and books at taxpayers' expense. He will require for relief from high energy bills at taxpayers' expense. If they become disabled, they'll get Social Security again at taxpayers' expense, so they could be qualified for Medicare at taxpayers' expense. You get the picture, folks? They're getting all of these items. And what are they really getting them? At taxpayers' expense. So he and his family would be receiving the equivalent of $20 to $30 an hour in benefits at taxpayers' expense, while the corporation pays a less salary. And who is on the losing end? We, the people, the taxpayers. In addition, the illegal is getting all of this free stuff, but that's not enough. They can also become a partner in the Tent Corporation. And the Tent, what is the Tent.org? Tent is an NGO that formed a public-private partnership with the U.S. State Department. And you can find this information on Tent.org. The purpose of Tent is to mobilize major businesses to connect refugees to work programs. Companies that have critical roles to play in helping refugees are Tent members. These refugees have been forced to flee their home countries, they will tell you. They must be integrated into their new communities, they will tell you. So Tent will focus on mobilizing leading businesses to connect refugees to work through hiring, training, and mentorship. Who pays for this? We, the people, at taxpayers' expense. Now think about that for a minute, folks. We're in tremendous debt. And what are we doing? We are paying for our replacements. That's what this is all about, so that they can push everything onto the taxpayer, and the corporations will then look extremely profitable, and the stock market will go up, and all those investors will make a lot of money. In the meantime, where is this money initially coming from? We the people. How did we the people get it? It was printed by the government. It then goes on our balance sheet and becomes a debt for us. So the corporations get away with everything. The government gets away with everything. And we, the people, have higher prices and inflation and a country that is going into the toilet. Now, to add insult to injury, corporations are getting tax subsidies. Well, what is that and how does that work? Well, corporations now qualify for what is called the WOTC, and that is the Work Opportunity Tax Credit. And this was supposed to be terminated, but they have extended it until December 2025. So this will tie Donald Trump's hands until that time. And how does that work? Well, the corporations are then able to hire people in certain categories. Once the people are hired using, of course, their DIE principle, the corporation gets a $10,000 per person per year tax subsidy. Well, let's take a look at Tyson. Tyson took a look at this tax subsidy and said, we're going to fire 1,200 Americans that are getting $30 an hour or whatever, so that we can hire illegals, and we're going to hire 5,200 illegals by the time we're done, because for each one of those illegals, we will get a $10,000 tax credit. So how many other companies do you think are going to follow that? I think it's time to take a look at Tyson and stop using their products. I think it's time that we start lobbying and we start boycotting Tyson Foods. And let's remember that Tyson Foods is a company that produces lots of foods. So you have to look at the labels and see what they are, like Hillshire Farms and Jimmy Dean and Sara Lee. They're all part of the Tyson family. And maybe it's time to boycott Tyson. And while you're boycotting Tyson, you might want to make a change and do something good for your body. And what would that be? And that would be to try the Heal Right product, which is a metabolic health bar and is evidence-based food, using food as medicine, backed by clinical trials, studies, and ongoing research. Now, I started taking Heal Right as part of my daily routine because my cholesterol is high. And this was a wonderful product to help reduce cholesterol. Heal Right uses food as a delivery system to deliver critical nutrients and to supplement your diet. And this is one of the problems that we have as Americans, which many of us are overweight, especially getting that weight off as you get older is harder and harder, especially after the holidays. So try Heal Right today. Go to HealRight.com and use the promo code OUTLOUD and you'll get 20% off your first order. Also, you can go right on the AmericaOutLoud.news website and check out the product and find out how it can benefit you and your family and stop eating junk food from Tyson. See how that works? Now, let's get back to our cheap labor and see what that really means now that we've added tax subsidies. Well, that's only one small piece is the tax subsidy. What else do these corporations benefit from by firing Americans and hiring illegals? There is another subsidy, and that comes also from the IRS, and that's called the Workforce Housing Tax Credit. And major corporations will be able to build low-income housing for their workers, and they will get another tax subsidy on the back of the taxpayer, on our backs. In addition to that, the O'Biden regime is printing $35 billion to convert commercial buildings to rental units like dormitories so that the illegals who are invading our country have places to live. Who's paying for that one? We, the people, the taxpayer, we are fleeced again. And the House gives them more and more and more money. We have to stop this. We have to make sure that we choose the right people when we are going to make the choices for who are our candidates. Why am I telling you this? Ask your legislature if they're aware of this as they sign blanket bills without reading them, as they sign CRs without paying attention to what's actually in them. And then understand that every 90 days, because of these kinds of programs, $1 trillion is printed by the O'Biden regime. How much longer do you think America can exist? Right now, our debt to income ratio is 120%. That means that we are spending 20% more than we are actually bringing in. A country can't live like that. And with all the stuff that the illegals are getting, how is that really affecting us? Well, they're telling us that, look at the economy. The economy is working great. Of course, they're not telling us that the economy is working great for the illegals and that the majority of the jobs are part-time jobs for illegals, not for Americans. So, of course, it looks like the economy is working great. Don't be fooled. What are the illegals doing with a lot of this money? Well, they're putting it in the economy. No, they're not. They are sending the majority of the money home to their home countries, to their families. They're not keeping it here in America. And if they do, what are they doing with it? They're going and they're buying items from the corporations to pump up the corporation's balance sheet, to make the corporations look strong on Wall Street, when in reality, it's our money. Imagine. It costs approximately $15,000 per person to fund all of this garbage. Do you think you could use $15,000 extra a month, a year? Do you think you could use that? I think I could. I certainly could. I know I could. But It doesn't matter because it's getting to the illegals so that they can buy things from the corporations, and then the corporations can turn around and they can tell us, look at the economy, it's great, it's wonderful, it's terrific. When in reality, it's the same money that was printed by the American people and funded by the American people. So you think this is cheap labor? I certainly don't think so. Actually, I think that this is a replacement plan whereby the Blacks and the Hispanics and the LGBTQ people are no longer the favored chosen ones. They are being replaced. They are being replaced by illegals with tax subsidy for their votes. Make no mistake, this is always about the vote. Because when these people land in these cities, the cities then can use them on the census and they can get more representatives. So if you take a city like New York and you add three or four more representatives and you take all of the major cities and you start doing that, then what happens? All of a sudden, the balance of power shifts over to the Democrats. Then they will bring in more socialist programs, print more money, and instead of being like the new Argentina, which Javier Milei is doing a wonderful job, even though mainstream media doesn't want to report it, they have to report it. He's doing a great job. His policies of shrinking the government and spending less is actually causing inflation to go down, real inflation, not make-believe inflation numbers like we have in America. The inflation in America since Biden has been in office is somewhere around 25%. But they will not tell you that. They'll tell you, oh, look, inflation went down. It's only 3% this year. Well, they didn't count it by adding it to what was last year. So inflation is up by about 25% since Biden took office. And I constantly say, oh, Biden, because Obama is behind him pulling the strings. That never changed. And this is, to me, the major function of the illegals that are coming in to bring corporations the ability to have cheap labor on the back of Americans and to make sure that the voter rolls flip in favor of the Democrats. You have to make sure that you vote. This is the most important thing that we can do this year. And make sure that you take people with you, maybe go around to the people in your neighborhood, ask them if they ever voted. If they never did, sign them up, help them sign up. Explain to them the importance of voting this year. If we don't vote the Democrats out of office, we will have no country. We will not survive like America over the next 4 years with a group of people that we have in the office today. How do I know that's going to happen? Well, one of the things that I also found this week was the WHO, W-H-O. And who is the WHO? Who is the WHO? What are they all about? What do they want? Well, this is the World Health Organization, and this is the organization that got every single thing wrong on COVID, and it wants to control the health of the world. So after getting everything wrong on COVID, they want to turn around and say, oh, we're now going to get everything right on the rest of the diseases that are facing us. Oh, no, they're not. It is more shocking and unacceptable since the agreement with the WHO would state that America would have to give up its sovereignty, and the Director General, Tedros, this is named right now, would have the authority to declare public health emergencies or even potential. I'm thinking there may be emergency in the future within the United States without U.S. consent. And this is a man that believes in climate change. So he could say, oh my goodness, I think there's going to be climate change in the next year. And as a result of that, we have to have all the people in Africa move move up to Europe. We have to have the people in South America move up to the United States because we might be having climate change. You really want that to happen? They also will have the ability to force vaccinations, mask mandates, and lockdowns on a pending climate change or any other disease that they would dream up. And they would be enforced through surveillance. We have the technology today for that surveillance. It's not being used to harm us right now. But once you give this group the power, what do you think they're going to do with it? Well, they are certainly going to issue vaccine passports and other digital health IDs in a way to censor people that have dissenting views. And right now we have a case in front of the Supreme Court, which is called Missouri versus Biden. And in this case, the Supreme Court is deciding whether or not the government has the right to tell the media companies, social media, what they can and cannot display for the public. Is that free speech? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. It's not free speech in any book that I ever wrote. And this is what they will be determining if our Senate ratifies any contract that says, or any treaty actually, that says that the United States is part of the WHO and will abide by the new treaty of the WHO, which gives worldwide latitude to the WHO to dictate how diseases will be handled. This, to me, is the first and most important step of the worldwide takeover of the Great Reset, because not only will they be dictating about our diseases, they will then be able to dictate what we eat, what we wear, how we work, how we live. And this is their dream. So to me, this is the camel's nose under the tent. And this is the first step of a worldwide dictatorship. We cannot allow that to happen. And this vote is going to be sometime, I believe, in June. And you had better get on the phone and talk with your senator, because this is a vote that's going to come up in the Senate. Now, O'Biden, if the Senate says no, he will, of course, make an executive order. So let's take a look at what an executive order is for a minute. An executive order is not a law, and it is not a rule. It is, I want you to be able to do that. It's an ask. And we have the ability to say no. And if we don't get our representatives in Congress to have a backbone and to be able to say no, and this rule, this mandate gets accepted, what life will you have if you are dictated by the WHO? And let's remember Ezekiel Emanuel, who wrote about overall health for the world, overall health for America. And in his report, you can go and look it up. In his report, he said that people over 55 and people under 15 are really the least likely to get the best care because they're useless eaters. They're past their prime. They're not important. They're not necessary anymore. So why should they be accepted? Why should we be worrying about them? And if you remember about COVID, who was the biggest group to die off? Were the seniors. They were at most risk. Why? Because the seniors are the greatest useless eaters that they think. Useful idiots, maybe, because they continue to vote for the Democrats, but useless eaters, because all you do is take, you're not giving anymore. So according to communists, socialists, globalists, you have no real function in life. And in this new world order of a fascist society where the government and the corporations will be able to be in partnership, that's called fascism, that will be the way of the world. So we cannot allow these things to happen. This is so important, folks. I can't tell you enough. Please call Mr. Speaker Johnson at 202-225-2777 and tell him, no, we will not fund the WHO, number one. And then call Chucky Schumer and tell him and tell your senator in your district, in your state, do not sign this treaty. Do not sign this treaty. And any representative or senator that signs on to this must be primaried. You must get rid of them. We cannot have these people hanging around. So we have a lot of work to do this week, and I will see you again next week. This is Karen Schoen. You're listening to the Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the AmericaOutloud.news network with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance. Go FLCA.org. Go FLCA.org. Get involved, folks. It's up to us. There's nobody that's going to come to save us. Look in the mirror. We're our own savior, and it's time we acted like it. Thank you all for listening, and make sure you share this with 5 other people and ask them to share it with their 5. If we continue to do that, and you continue to share information like that, then lamestream media will be without a job. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Have a great week, folks. See you again next week.